This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. So glad you're listening. And by the way, we have been inundated with requests to join us in Washington, D.C. We're coming back here. And my wife, Maria, has put together this incredible itinerary. I mean, you can't even believe it. From the archives to the Arlington National Cemetery to White House tour at Christmas to U.S. Capitol VIP tour, the whole thing. December 10th through December 14th. It's around $2,500 per person based on double occupancy. There's other levels as well as you want to pay by credit card, check, whatever. But I'll get you all that information if you simply email me, Scott H at flagfamily.com. Scott H at flagfamily.com. But here's the deal. This is going to fill up. This is one of those that's going to go very quick. So if you want in, you got to get in. And also we have a deadline because of the White House tour. They need your name, your Social Security number, all that. Got to check you out. December 10th. Through December 14th, and just email me, Scott H at flagfamily.com, Scott H at flagfamily.com. I've never done this before, but we've never had an interview of this magnitude. We're going to go live on Facebook while we do the interview with the one and the only, actually the two and the only, Diamond and Silk. Ladies, it is so fantastic to see you. I can't even begin to explain it. How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful. I hope you're doing well.
I'm shaking right now.
Don't shake.
I'm shaking.
Okay.
I've only done that when I interviewed Donald Trump because that's how much I'm a fan. Actually, my wife Maria was a fan. First, and she told me about you, and then I said, you know what? You are so right. You know what you did during the whole campaign?
What?
Kept me sane.
Oh, my goodness.
You kept me sane.
You and a lot more other people.
Exactly right. So we so much appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
I want to start by, you know, and I'm serious. The fake news media is the swamp.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Yeah. They're 100% the swamp. So we have to find other ways to inform ourselves about what's happening. That's what you do.
That's what we do.
Right.
And when these social media platforms tried to silence us, what we did, we took our message to the street, and we started the chit-chat tour so we can talk to patriotic Americans. Even Americans that voted the other way, they tend to show up on the tour at our chit-chats so we can enlighten them. And listen, they have a change of heart and change of mind when
that's
we're done.
Right,
and we
right.
love it.
It's about enlightening everybody, you know, letting them see what's actually been going on. You know, we talk about the rest that's been clogging the pipe in the swamp. But one thing that President Trump said he was going to do is drain the swamp. And that's exactly what he's doing. So what those swamp creatures are doing right now is they're doing everything that they can do to fight back and try to hold on to as much power as they can because they don't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so good to them for so many decades. Look at them. They've been in these positions for decades, you all, not years, but decades. And what have they done for the betterment of America?
That's right. And then you have somebody like Donald J. Trump, only been in office almost 2.5 years. If you look at these Democrat candidates, collectively together, they have 390 years worth of government experience.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump didn't have no experience and has managed to do in 2.5 years what they couldn't do in 390 years.
So right.
And
right.
it's like, and they don't like that. So that's why they're trying to push impeachment, because they know they can't beat or defeat him.
That's why
they want to impeach him.
So I have a theory that I've been sharing with my audience, and I'll ask you the question I've asked them to text us the answer to at 701-367-2054. And that's whether I'm crazy or whether they agree with me. And it's this. A light bulb went off for me that not only is there a swamp, not only is there a deep state trying to take down the president, it is extraordinarily well coordinated. They are very good to the point where they can take a speech of Donald Trump's at the United Nations and move it off of the front pages. Nobody knows about it because Nancy Pelosi tells us something that she'd already told us.
Yeah. They want to dim his light. That's what they were trying to do. The president gave the most amazing speech the other day at the United Nations. It just brought everybody together.
Yeah.
And for them to do that, you know, you may not pay what you owe, but you will reap what you sow. Because what did Nancy Pelosi have to go on? She hadn't read the transcript. So you went on hearsay, she say. Well, hearsay is not even admissible in court. Why is it admissible in front of Congress? Why are they wasting taxpayer dollars for that foolishness?
So this is, and by the way, if Republicans don't fight back, if folks in our audience and the Diamond and Silk world don't battle and
That's
say,
right.
Republicans, buck up. You need to stand up for this guy, not do it in the shadows.
You would think every Republican will be standing behind or with our president.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the time for you to fold and go cold. Now is the time for you to stand up and stand up to these radicals.
That's right.
Because, see, the Democrats, the one thing that they have going for them, they stick together.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Republicans to stick together. The president did no wrong.
No wrong whatsoever.
Why don't the Republicans do a better job
because
of defending him?
It's called a deep state snakes. Okay, they're part of the swamp that we're trying to drain. See, they're all, it's like a buddy-buddy syndrome here. And they don't want to get rid of that particular buddy-buddy syndrome. You got Lindsey Graham, okay? He's over the judiciary, okay? Why hadn't he did any inquiries about, hey, Biden, what did you do? Where's the transcript? Obama? Because Lindsey Graham said he's a friend. I know him. He's a good guy. Maybe we need to go outside and get somebody in.
Want
to be buddy-buddy. This is not about being buddy-buddy.
Right.
This is about being wrong or right. You can't be buddy-buddy and then say, well, he's just a friend. He just did that. We're going to look the other way.
Mm-mm.
That's what's wrong with the Republican Party right now. They've been looking the other way. That's why the Democrats can take and put Republicans in a corner and call everybody racist and white supremacists and label them because Republicans allow it. It is time for all of us to stand up and say we're not going to take it no more. Diamond and Silk is the new face of the Republican Party. We're not going to sit back and let you call us a white supremacist,
mm-hmm.
and especially since we're black women.
That's right.
You need to say this to every Republican in Washington, D.C.
Well, see, first of all, let me just go back to when you say Lindsey said that Biden is a good guy. A good guy is not going to strong arm a Ukrainian president.
That's right.
And bribe, blackmail, and extort American taxpayer dollars.
That's right.
And tell this Ukrainian president, you're not going to get this foreign aid until you fire the prosecutor
mm-hmm.
that's investigating the company that my son worked for. Son getting paid $50,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know anything about there. The $1.5 billion that was given to the son country by China. All of this needs to be investigated.
Even down to the Democrats. In May 2018, sending that letter over to the Ukrainian, to that government over there, wanting them to investigate President Trump and make the connection with Mueller. Where is the letter at? Where are the transcripts on that? And they said that they threatened this, told the Ukrainian that their aid is in jeopardy. Where are the investigations on that?
That's right.
Yeah, what they're doing today is they're saying, oh, that was happening separately, but at the same time, so therefore they're connected. I mean, it's...
Well, why is it Congress calling Nancy Pelosi to the floor?
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. You get on national TV in front of the world, and you start this inquiry of impeachment
uh-huh.
for what? Based on what? You didn't read a transcript.
Well, nothing new.
You base it on a whistleblower?
No, uh-huh. She did it because of the UN.
Mm.
Look, everything they're doing is in my mind, being done to stop the effectiveness of Donald Trump. They're scared to death of what he's doing, are they not?
Well, then I can't help it. Can't nobody help it.
That's
See,
right.
He had common sense solutions
mm-hmm.
to these problems.
That's
they
right.
want to keep the problem. A lot of them make money off of America
off of
having
problem.
The problem.
That's right.
President
That's
Trump
right.
is solving the problems. They don't like that. They need to, look, get used to it.
That's right.
Okay, let's do a lightning round. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, he will never be president of these United States. He's sleepy, creepy, sloppy, and he's crooked Joe.
How about Elizabeth Warren?
A fake, a fraud, a phony. She is a liar, and she will never be president.
She won't get the man vote, and she's not going to get the black vote because we all look at her as a Rachel Dozier.
That's right.
Uh-huh, she's a fraud.
Bernie Sanders.
He's still stuck in the Revolutionary War.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
No. He ain't going to be president. We don't want no socialism around here.
He can take his socialism to another country, but not here in the United States of America.
Okay, here's another little word association for you. Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, Lord, we don't know what the Zuck... was yes. up with Mark Zuckerberg
That's
when
right.
he was zucking with Diamond and Silk.
But
he zucked with the wrong two black women.
Yes, he did. you ladies have been the subject of the flat-out censorship in the United States of America.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
yes.
of your political views.
Because
exactly.
of our views.
Exactly.
We're conservative. We love God. We love this country. We love our flag, and they don't like that.
Yes.
They're trying to paint us in the box. They even call Diamond and Silk white supremacists, and we're black. We ain't never been to no KK meeting. We ain't never been to no... We don't wear white sheets on our head. We sleep on white sheets. So for them to do that
That's
and
right.
try to paint us into this corner, into this box, shame on you.
See,
for
back
doing
in
that.
The day, they used to discriminate against you based on the color of your skin. Now they discriminate against you based on the color of your politics.
That's right.
And you used to lynch you with nooses back then. Now they're lynching people with algorithms by choking out their platform, taking their wealth away from them, and it's a doggone shame for them to be able to do it. But soon and very soon, Diamond and Silk have a very important announcement that we will be making, and we want everybody to go to chitchatme.com. That's chitchatme.com. Put in your email address so you can stay connected.
30 seconds. Two things left. One, tell me something about Donald Trump.
We love Donald Trump. That's why I want you to vote right so that you won't get left. We're not going to take a nosedive. We're going to vote for President 45.
He's an alpha man, and he loves all Americans, including black America.
Okay, now the last thing, we have to tell people what we talked about before you went on the air. And that was that you'd never been to North Dakota.
We've never been to North Dakota, but if y'all invite us, we will come.
We're on our way, you all. We would love to see your face in a place. Love you.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know there's way, way more folks that think like Diamond and Silk in North Dakota than there is in this place?
Yes. I hope so.
Yes.
Love y'all.
Love you all. God bless you.
Yes, exactly right. Diamond and Silk, the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, on What's On Your Mind. Be listening for more details about that upcoming trip to beautiful North Dakota. That's right. More coming up after this.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots, for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming September auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Harvey, Dickinson, and Flasher, North Dakota, and excellent pasture, crop, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Morton, Emmons, Richland, Rolette, Towner, Griggs, and Stutzman counties in North Dakota, Polk and Travers counties in Minnesota, and Dewey County in South Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, What's on Your Mind, live in Washington, D.C. for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a gold standard organization as it pertains to fighting the battle of what you've heard about today in illegal immigration. I had a fun conversation with Diamond Silk. Looking for, I'm dead serious about North Dakota, too. I've wanted to get them to North Dakota for some time, and they succumbed to my pressure today. Okay, we'll make it happen. So, fantastic. We're in Washington for the 13th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire Radio Row. There are talk show hosts here from across the nation broadcasting live, talking about immigration policy, talking about whether sheriffs here, as I mentioned earlier, as well, 185 sheriffs. Here for immigration and border crisis conversations on Capitol Hill. They'll be at the White House today with the president and Angel Families as well. And, of course, this is all about the impact of illegal immigration in communities all across the USA. That's why we're talking about it. 800-228-0550. If you'd like to get a comment in here, I have a bunch of texts to get to as well, and I'm going to do that. I also need to tell you that Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here at the bottom of the hour, so questions or comments for him are welcome as well. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow, as we always are. Mike Lindell, great patriot. MyPillow is, of course, how I sleep when I'm on the road with this crazy schedule. I'm headed from here to Hustfest, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to drag MyPillow along and be there later tonight, flying from D.C. to Minot for that. Todd was up there yesterday, so he got the preview. And I understand that you chatted with my favorite comedic duo, Williams and Ree. I love those guys. They won't get up early in the morning and talk to me, though. They're so big time. They're so big.
That's all
time.
I can do to get them on at 3 in the afternoon or 4 in the afternoon, as the case was. But
One time, I got them up in the morning. We had a great time on the air, but I do love them. They are the absolute best. And
they had some interesting wisdom yesterday.
Politicians should serve two terms.
They should serve two terms.
One in office, one in prison.
How do you feel about that?
Well, for some, I agree. That's for sure. I'm dead serious. My gosh. I'm more convinced than I ever have been, having spent, not even 48 hours here yet, that this is a place that if it's not reformed, if the swamp isn't drained, everything you love about America will go away. And again, that's why I like Mike Lindell, because he feels the same way. He's fighting the same battles. He is Donald Trump's chair in Minnesota for the re-election campaign, and he loves our listeners. And he wants you to get great discounts on all the MyPillow products. That's what's fueling his enterprise. The MyPillow.com radio listener specials tab right now saves you up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets. The body pillow, regularly $89.99. Get it today for $29.99. It's the MyPillow body pillow. Oh, my gosh. Is that great? You know? Laying on the floor watching TV, curling up on a couch. You know, it's the absolute best. $89.99 normally. Promo code Scott when you click the radio listener special, $29.99. And, of course, MyPillow.com, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranties, best in the business. You won't get that from anybody else, ever, anywhere. All right. 800-228-0550, and let's get to your text here on What's on Your Minds. Okay. Yeah, Diamond and Silk should come to a reservation and tell them how much you love Trump. All right. Well, that'd be good. I have no problem. I'd love to have them come on a reservation. That'd be just fine. Yeah. Texter says, when Senator Cramer brings Trump to the Fargo Dome, that's when Diamond and Silk can visit North Dakota. That's not a bad idea, you know, because that has been discussed, as you know, as a venue. In fact, the president himself was verbally agitated towards his staff that selected a smaller venue, although the Shields Arena was a fabulous venue. They did a nice job. You just couldn't get as many people in as you could have the Fargo Dome. But again, you know, swamp dwellers, you know what they do? Staff members and the like, you know what they do? Lease path of resistance. They make their job easier. They aren't thinking about how many of you can get there. They're just thinking, what do we need for a TV shot here? But it's a good suggestion. Awesome interview, says another texter. Bring those two patriots to North Dakota. Loved the Facebook Live. I thought you would. It was kind of fun. Another, Dale says, love your guest, Diamond and Silk. Spot on. Joe Biden should be investigated for the coercive tactics used to employ his son. Make America great again. Oh, my gosh. Love Diamond and Silk, says another. Another says, best guest ever. I'll pick him up at the Bismarck Airport. They are the best. Ask them to come to Fargo. We did. Amen, ladies. How about that? Yeah.
So another texter says, Scott, let our senators and our representative know that Trinity and Minot has gotten rid of almost all of the American travel nurses and replaced them with foreign nurses for less pay. Most of these nurses barely speak English. How is this best and safe for the patient? This is Hoban's backyard. We have Congressman Armstrong on. I'll ask him about it coming up and make a note to ask Senator Hoban about it next time that he is on. Another texter, have you ever noticed that the federal attorney general after attorney general with huge reputations for credibility seem to take office and do nothing about enforcing actual law on those inside the swamp? They commit treason and nothing happens. Laws committed by illegals largely go unpunished. What a mess. On top of that, the D.C. swamp rats think us common folks need a mental evaluation and a background check. It's just all backwards. Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? All right. Scott, as you said, the Democrats want to take Trump down. Obviously, they'll make up anything and stop at nothing to accomplish that. What is going on in our country? This is not the American way. Do I dare say it? Sometimes I wonder if we are on the verge of a new civil war. Yeah, I don't. You got to define verge for me on the verge. What kind of timeline? But I know now why a civil war happened. It's very obvious. History coming alive when you see the venom that is out there. It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, the venom, if it's bad in the swamp, it's 10 times worse on social media, on Trump haters who are going to do anything and say anything and lie. And you know, it's disgusting. It's vile. It's dark. It really is. You're absolutely right. I pray we're nowhere near a civil war, but we certainly are in danger of the real battles. And again, I think all of it's because Donald Trump is so flummoxed the political class. He's turned it upside down. He's not of them. And they have to throw this stuff at him again and again and again, which is why your duty today as an American citizen, if you allow me to assign you a duty and a suggested duty, is to, in fact, take on the swamp by getting on the phone and calling Senator Cramer, Senator Hoven, Senator Thune, Senator Johnson. I'd call Senator Smith and Senator Klobuchar in Minnesota as well. They're within the sound of our audience, as well as the swing state senators in Montana. And tell them, get off your duff and get out front to defend this guy. They're trying to take him down. If you support him, you'll be vocal in your support. Do it. All of them need to hear it. They absolutely do, because I know from good sources they're debating how to do it right now. Oh, should we just get the information to members of the media and then let them put it on? You know, it's mealy-mouth stuff. Another texter says, ranchers should shoot the border-jumping criminals. Wasn't it an amazing story from the ranch family we had on today? You know, there was a time many years ago, they're giving them medical aid, they're helping them. Then the Mexicans, the cartels turn them against the ranchers. Oh, they're vigilantes. And everything shifts. It's terrible. And by the way, I am humbled by the amount of people that have said they agree with my theory that the dots are connecting here. Folks, the dots are connecting. All of this is too cute by half to have Nancy Pelosi play the card she played this week. This whistleblower complaint that was timed certainly to stunt political progress by the president on many things, but most importantly, on his UN speech about America's approach to the world, the USMCA and more. Unbelievable. Congressman Armstrong next.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing continues on Capitol Hill under what is arguably one of the most famous phone calls ever made, as it concerns President Trump speaking to the President of Ukraine and asking him to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Opening a House hearing today, California Democrat Adam Schiff said that the July phone call betrayed the president's oath of office.
Our president sacrificed our national security and our Constitution for his personal political benefit.
Republicans, like the ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, say it's Democrats who are looking for political gain by falsely claiming the president committed an impeachable offense.
This latest gambit by the Democrats to overturn the people's mandate is unhinged and dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Live from the nation's capital today, I'm Scott Hinn. Our final half hour, got a chance to catch up with Congressman Kelly Armstrong and a whole bunch of news, so stay tuned for that straight around the corner. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson and Sons are the folks that can save you money. There are folks right now looking at a spreadsheet that say, how in the world can I do what I do for less? And guess what? H.A. Thompson and Sons has the answer. It's called the Link Service, where they manage your mechanical. Household names in manufacturers in North Dakota use them for more and more and more, even more than mechanical and heating air conditioning systems. So call them. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Have a conversation about how you can save on your bottom line. More than 1,000 facilities throughout the region now doing that with H.A. Thompson and Sons. A ton of text about our Washington, D.C. trip. December 10th is when we leave. We return December 14th, and you can leave from your choice of Fargo or Bismarck. We're going to be touring Arlington National Cemetery, Vietnam Wall, a Korean War Memorial, World War II Memorial. We have, I'm just an all-star lineup, really. The museum, new Museum of the Bible, a Holiday Pops concert at the Kennedy Center, VIP tour of the Capitol. We'll go to the Holocaust Museum, and this one's tough to get, a White House tour. And that's why this is timely, because the White House tours fill up. And we have a way to get tickets, but we're in competition with other people. So if you want to go and you want to be on that White House tour, today's the day to send me an email, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, and I'll get you all the details sent out right away. But if you've sent a note in, and have got the information ready, call and reserve your spot today with Group Travel Planners. It's on the information I'll send you when you email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Here he is, folks, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nothing going on in D.C., so.
Yeah, very quiet. Very, very, very quiet. And the Judiciary Committee, which you sit on, is right in the middle of it. Intel Committee today. Meeting as well, and that's been a complete and total circus. I want to ask you first about this whistleblower complaint. Do you think there's any doubt that the timing of the whistleblower complaint, the actual allegations in the whistleblower complaint, Nancy Pelosi's flip to saying, yes, she too wants an impeachment inquiry, which really doesn't mean anything, and all of that noise was timed to say, okay, Donald Trump's at the UN, Donald Trump's making progress, we got a USMCA bill, we're going to fix prescription drugs, we're doing all this stuff, we got to shut it down. I mean, this is coordinated, isn't it?
Half of me says yes, the other half says they just got driven by their base. I mean, you and I have talked about this since I've been out here. I think this has been coming since day one, right? I think I've told you that on the radio before. I just couldn't see a scenario, Jim Durbin and I have talked about this, where they can ever get away from it. But I think what happened again is they got out over their skis. I mean, I've read the whistleblower complaint will come out. I think it actually came out this morning. I was in a committee, so I haven't read it yet, but I've actually read the transcript. And how it was inferred by somebody who wasn't there versus what it was are two different things.
Yeah, and the timing of it seems unbelievable, the way they are doing this. I'm beginning to think that they are, I mean, they're deathly afraid that this president is accomplishing a whole lot despite some incredible opposition. And as you say, you predicted all along they ultimately would get to impeachment, and that's where they are. But this is designed to stop this guy dead in his track and, more importantly, stop the work that he supports that nobody else before him, no Congress before him, has had the ability to do in 2 years. So, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am of the opinion that deep state swamp, whatever you want to call it, a lot of people and even some Republicans feel they need to stop this guy because the way the swamp works will end forever if he succeeds. Is that too strong?
Well, we're actually having that conversation. We're working on some government reform and accountability bills, which are actually substantial and substantive. Been working with Greg Gianforte from Montana, and it's called the Gear Task Force, and that's one of the issues about how much stuff from top-level administrations can get held up just by lower-level, what we call career non-political employees. And what career non-political employees really truly means is they're difficult to fire, and at the end of an administration, whether it's Republican or Democrat, political employees get moved to these jobs so people can maintain their control and influence over employees that exist in these things. So, it's really unfortunate because USMCA, let's just start there. There is real momentum to get something done there, real momentum to get something done on prescription drug prices, real momentum to do something that's really important to our insurance commissioner and surprise billing. And I'm still a glass half full guy, so I'm hopeful we can get some of these things done by the end of the year. But obviously this doesn't help.
No question.
Six committees are driving everything to judiciary now. So that's six committees. I mean, I've seen how much of our time in judiciary has been spent on this ridiculousness, and now we're going to have six committees doing that instead of the work of the American people.
What exactly is a impeachment inquiry anyway?
Well, so here's, and that's what, and I had said this, I think it was just a statement. You can do all of this, and it makes a great headline. Until 218 people vote on the floor of the House, there's no official impeachment proceeding. And it's important because what they're trying to do is get grand jury testimony. They're trying to do different other things. And this doesn't change their legal status for any of those things. So until that happens on the floor of the House, this is still just a headline. But, man, it's being run with. And the other thing is we leave for 2 weeks. We go back into district for 2 weeks tomorrow morning. So if they don't vote for it by Friday, then they're 2 weeks out again. And it's going to be really interesting to see how they navigate this.
Let me repeat. The timing's not an accident. It's all about momentum. And you know what people want more than anything in our audience, Kelly? They want you to fight. They want Kevin to fight. They want John Hoeven to fight. They want John Thune and Mike Rounds and everybody else. They want fight out of the Republicans on behalf of the president. And they don't want, I've heard some things over in the Senate where they debate how to do it and should we just get the information to the media and then we'll, somebody else will fight our fights for us, blah, blah, blah. People don't want that right now. They want full-blown fights on behalf of the president. Is that something you're willing to do?
Well, absolutely. And I sit in the middle of the committees that of jurisdiction, and they're all going to run through judiciary. So I know your listeners have a lot going on a daily basis, but they ever want to see how it's going. There's like three C-SPAN channels, and I'm sure they're all going to be glued to judiciary for the next couple months. So check in and let me know how I'm doing.
Texture says, tell Kelly to pressure Nancy to call a vote on impeachment. That's something that obviously will come out of the committee you're on, the Judiciary Committee. That would be interesting, right? Just to remove this charade and this little game of drip, drip, drip and how they're doing it. What do you think of that?
Yeah, so I understand the political benefit to that, and I think there is one. The American people don't want this. They want a duly elected president to be able to serve his term. They think if the Democrats want him to no longer be president, they should beat him out the ballot box and not in the hearing room. But I think, we do this, right? We get cynical and we get jaded and all of this politics. But, let's be clear on how gravely serious an impeachment proceeding is. And, I think it would help us politically if they were formally forced to vote on it. I don't think there is enough to impeach this president, and it would be very hard for me to vote for it purely for political gain, because it just really, truly is serious, and it is kind of a travesty.
But aren't we letting them win if we let them dangle impeachment without actually ever doing it, and in effect doing what you're concerned would happen from a formal impeachment inquiry anyway?
I don't think so. When they actually filed their, I called it their double secret impeachment resolution out of judiciary, it was really interesting. None of the Democrats talked during that process, and the committee room was empty. I think the American people we get frustrated and we get upset, but imagine if you were the base of the Democratic Party. I mean, nobody can say they've done this well. I mean, Cohen was supposed to be the next best thing. The Mueller report was supposed to prove conspiracy with a country in Russia. Bob Mueller was supposed to be, the nail in the coffin. None of those things have continued to work. So if they have to go back in 2020 and run on something. What are they going to run on?
Dana has a question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong at 800-228-0550. More texts rolling in, too. Those are welcome at 701-367-2054. In the middle of the fight in Washington, D.C., on the Judiciary Committee that's fighting all these battles, Congressman Kelly Armstrong joining us today on the program. Go ahead, Dana, with your question.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Congressman Armstrong, I lost my train of thought here. On MFP payments, when they came out with these, I applauded for helping us like that, but they're doling it out like we got 50% in August, September, and then another 25% supposed to come November, December, and 25% in January, possibly. So what I'd like you to do is see if you can step this up to where we get these payments, because we're only talking $16 billion here, and last week the Federal Reserve released $203.3 billion to the banks overnight in 3 days. And here we're trying to get $16 billion for the farmers, and it takes 6 months. It's ridiculous. And this thing with Ukraine, the Democrats in this country are obsessed with Russia and the Ukraine. They don't care about any of the problems that the people want them to address. They just keep going down this baloney trail.
Well, it is interesting, Dana, without question, that the whole dossier and the funding of that and Hillary's server all has connections to CrowdStrike and Ukraine. I'm with you there. Let's have Kelly answer your question about the MFP payments.
Yeah, we'll check into why exactly they want to do it that way and all of those. But yeah, we need to get those payments out to everybody as quickly as possible. I mean, these are lifelines as we continue to move through this trade negotiation, particularly with Canada, but also USMCA. So we will reach out to them today and figure out what the reason is. And there may be good reasons for it, or there may be reasons why we can ask them to escalate it a little bit.
Thanks for the call, Dana.
We didn't vote Trump halfway. So come on, buddy. Come through for us.
All right. Appreciate the call, Dana. Thank you very much. Let's see. Your texter says, I got a heads up yesterday that the federal crop insured, who had prevented planting, will be receiving a 5 to 10% additional payment. You know anything about that, Kelly?
I don't, but if you have a texter there, we will look into it and figure it out. So one of the issues that's frustrating out here, Scott, is we try, and I appreciate those texts because I've got a really, really solid ag staffer. But as we get in, we end up doing these show hearings. We're doing another immigration ICE hearing this morning. Your friend, and I've heard him on your radio station, Holman's testifying again. And we get, just because of the committees on it, I got to be in committee. I want to be there. I want to be working and making sure know what's going on. But so we'll check into that right now.
All right,
if we
sounds
can get that
good.
Contact info, we'll get it back.
Yeah, and quickly, USMCA, I know obviously all the circus might derail this, but anything closer? It sounds like Colin Peterson saying a vote very soon, 30 to 60 days
at
the most.
Well, that's what we were all hearing before yesterday, and now that's what's really unfortunate. I don't know how this affects us. We're still trying to gauge the temperature on that.
Another texter says, ask Kelly where the heck Colin Peterson is on this issue. He's on the Ag Committee. Shouldn't he be speaking out for the farmers because the USMCA is sitting on a desk while she's trying to take Trump out? He has been asked that by others, and he does not support it, he says. More after this.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The 2019's got to go. We're getting to 2020, and the 2020 HD GMC Sierra pickups are in. So, in case you need something heavy duty, they've got to get yours. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
And also brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about what they're doing at secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org. I hate to tell you this, but there will be white stuff on the ground before long. It'll get a little bit colder than it is right now. It's called winter. And imagine a, you know, minus 20 degree North Dakota today and no power. That's why affordable, reliable energy is so important. Be part of the team. SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, joins us today from the nation's capital, just outside a hearing room, where the full-blown circus continues. How frustrating is it? I'm just curious, kind of big picture, like a little bit of momentum on USMCA, prescription drug prices, other things going on. You got good legislation. And then, voila, another, you know, three-ring circus goes to DEFCON 5 because of Nancy Pelosi and the whistleblower. I mean, is it just sort of par for the course at this point, or does it frustrate the daylights out of you?
Yes, and it frustrates the daylight out of me. And I'll give you a perfect example. I went on the floor of the House yesterday to argue about the Debbie Smith Act, which is reauthorization of funding the test backlog rape kits. I'm going on the floor again today to argue about it. It's been reapproved for authorization. In the last two times, it was on. I mean, it was essentially unanimous as a standalone bill in both chambers. And we can't get things like that done. When Congress has a lower approval rating than the plague, this is why. Because this is a bill that, I mean, absolutely everybody supports. And it is, I think we can all agree, putting violent sexual criminals in prison should not be part of partisan negotiation.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore. And, you know, what's sad about that is that can there be any other explanation than to say, well, we don't want the Republicans running around when they leave here in 2 weeks and talk about this legislation. I mean, it's just it's putting politics ahead of these victims, is it not?
Yes, I'll issue the nicest press release in the world to Nancy Pelosi. Just put it on the floor and let it pass, because it actually does. I mean, 4 in 10 rapes get reported. I mean, and of those, only a third of them ever get prosecuted or convictions out of them. And the single best way you can get a conviction is having DNA evidence. This is an absolute no-brainer. If you pulled this, it would pull it 120%.
Jimmy,
get it done because we turn it into partisan trade war.
Yeah, and if that doesn't turn your stomach, nothing will. Jimmy from Bismarck texts a question for you, Kelly. When is someone going to go after Joe Biden for his crimes? And I'm still waiting for Hillary. I'm still waiting for Hillary Clinton to answer for hers when nothing was done.
Now, the best answer I could give you on that is, one, we have Bill Barr, and hopefully, I mean, you know, Republicans don't, like I said, I think they got out over their skis. I mean, I'm hopeful we're doing some of those investigations at the Department of Justice, but I'm going to be honest with you that in the U.S. House of Representatives, those hearings will not occur while Nancy Pelosi has the gavel.
Unbelievable. Another question here about Trinity Health. Asked us to ask you and Senators Hoeven and Kramer as well about the fact that this listener is suggesting that Trinity and Minot is no longer hiring North Dakota nurses. They're hiring nurses from other countries, and there are challenges with the communication with patients and wanting to have some answers as to why this is happening.
I mean, legal immigration is a part of our nursing shortage. I think the reason they're not hiring them is because we don't have enough of them in North Dakota. We don't have enough nurses in the pipeline to fill the needs we have. We need to continue to figure out how to educate more nurses and figure out ways to improve our nursing, improve and expand our nursing programs at NDSU, DSU, and those types of issues. But there's a lot of traveling nurses that are hired. You can talk to any hospital administration. They do it out of necessity, not out of preference. And so we have to figure out a way to get more nurses involved in the profession, because it is really important, and we have a shortage.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us for a couple more minutes on What's on Your Mind. I'm going to try and get in a couple more questions here. Another texter says, what frustrates me is that Representative Armstrong won't give the media or judiciary the Dr. Steve Pizniak information, might be pronouncing that wrong, that he gave WikiLeaks, the DNC, Clinton, and Podesta emails for U.S. intelligence. This is what a constituent wants if you would listen. This is very important. Fight back, Kelly. And if Kelly doesn't want to give that information to judiciary, get him in front of Congress, give the information to Senator Lindsey Graham, then, and let him handle it in the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, that information is, I mean, readily available. How, like I said, I mean, under the way the Congress works, that's just when Jerry Nadler has the gavel in the judiciary, that stuff is never going to be in front of a committee. I wish it was too. So, but it's just simply that's not how it works. There is no minority approval method in the House. It is essentially mob rule. And if the Democrats control the gavel, they control what we have hearings about.
Another texter, when will something be done to save our American cattle ranchers by bringing country of origin labeling? We want American beef, not from other countries.
Yeah, I actually had a long conversation with a guy this morning about country of origin labeling. We're looking towards that. The problem is as it relates to USMCA, you'd have to reopen the agreement, which is what the Democrats actually want, and that will almost ensure that USMCA doesn't get passed. That's why Canada and Mexico sued us in front of the WTO the last time. I mean, actually, Heidi Heitkamp ran a very dishonest ad on Kevin Cramer on that issue during the campaign. Just as far as when the negotiations for that occurred under USMCA, I mean, this is a terrible answer, but the answer is it's 18 months late. It's not going to get in there. So what we're doing is we're looking at how we can move forward.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. We've run up against the clock. Thank you, Kelly. Go back and get them. More tomorrow. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.